Julie Williams was born on the 11th of September 1957 in Merthyr Tydfil in Wales. Julie attended Ysgolion Gwraig Primary School and Vanier and Penderyn Comprehensive School before she studied psychology at the University of Cardiff. Professor Williams is a leading authority on neuropsychological genetics, and her research aims to study the risk of developing psychological and neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's disease. Julie also served as the chief scientific advisor to the Welsh Government between 2013 and 2017. She was just the second person to hold down that job. She's currently the centre director at the UK Dementia Research Institute in Cardiff. And in her spare time, she enjoys relaxing with her family and she watches rugby. Alzheimer's has dominated your professional career. But what actually is that? When we say that word, what do we mean?
Well, I think most people are familiar with memory problems that occur usually late in life, and those develop into a full-blown degenerative disorder that is terminal. But actually, Alzheimer's begins probably about 20 years before that, so it's asymptomatic in its early stages.
And why did you end up going down that path?
I was interested initially in how the brain worked, and that got me into psychology. But I was a little frustrated with not being able to understand it at a level that I wanted to. So when the opportunity arose to go into something more biological and specifically genetics, I took it. And that has opened up a greater understanding of the sort of minute processes that go to underlying diseases such as Alzheimer's disease.
So when back in history did you actually start working on the disorder?
Gosh, it was probably about 25, 30 years ago, I would say. I joined a team headed by Peter McGuffin and really just went from there. It's an amazing area, genetics. It seemed to develop new ideas, new methodologies. Almost every year we were able to do a lot more. So it was a very exciting area, but it opened up our understanding of the biology underlying these diseases.
Let's go back a bit further than the start of your career, because Alzheimer's disease is named after Alois Alzheimer, who was a French neurologist / pathologist. He recognised this disorder in its first instance. What would he have been looking at?
He would be looking at individuals that presented, and the first individual that presented with a degenerative dementia. And he took that through to after death of this individual to look at the neuropathology. And he was described the neuropathology in great detail, drawing out what he saw in the brain of this individual and subsequently others. And you saw clumps of amyloid plaques, these plaques that were found outside the neurons, the brain cells. There were some tangles within neurons. And there was a lot of immune activity. The glial cells were also in his drawings. Actually, there were more drawings of glial cells than neurons. So he was trying to describe and understand what the picture was and identifying this as a genuine disease, not really a natural way of aging.
And how had that picture changed about 100 years later when you embarked on your work?
At the time, we knew through studies of twin studies that genes were playing a significant role in Alzheimer's disease. We knew that those with very early onset disease had a more of a genetic contribution. Early onset Alzheimer's before the age of 65, you have about a 90% heritability based on these studies. And we knew that were certain families that had a very strong risk of getting Alzheimer's. So there were mutations. At the time, we knew these mutations. If you had some of these mutations in the genes at the initial stages and then that grew to 3, you would get the disease, and we could almost predict within 5 years when you would develop those diseases. But these were extremely rare, these families in the population. So we knew genes were there to play a role, but we didn't know what they were for the majority of cases.
So that was to become the major target for your life's work, as it were. Let's wind back before we talk about that a bit and consider how you got to the stage where you could even take that on. I mentioned where you went to school, but were you from a sciencey family?
No, not really. My father was a businessman. My mother did a lot of charity work. But my father was always curious, and we would routinely sit down to watch Tomorrow's World, and he'd always encourage us to do new things and try out new activities or new experiences. So we had an upbringing that allowed us to think more and become curious. My sister is also a pharmacist, and she went into science in a different way, so it affected us.
So you had that, I suppose, springboard into the area of interest, but having the interest and then translating into being a professional, that takes a bit more, doesn't it? So what was it that made you say, no, I'm actually going to do this?
Well, I suppose there were other influences. Well, one of the things that really influenced me was this series called The Ascent of Man by Bronowski, and I'm starting to rewatch it, actually, because it's come back on. And this is about somebody who is curious about a variety of things, but it was the science and the biology that really intrigued me. And as I then went on to do my degree, trying to understand how the brain worked, people like Broadbent influenced me, because he was trying to understand the brain in a very conceptual way, but it was limited. And I remember reading something he wrote about the frustration that he would probably never see in his lifetime this biological basis to cognition. But I thought, well, it would be rather nice to see some of that in my lifetime.